But if you're too warm, signify so, and we will have the hotel fix that. Before we begin the festivities, I'd like to Joe Ray, our audio specialist, to stand up. If Joe were a woman, she would be one of those camp followers, follow the boys. Joe follows us everywhere at his own expense, and to make these, put these on tape. And a lot of you have asked, and we've never really promoted them very much. We don't make any money on them. Joe gets everything, and he tries to keep his costs to his actual costs. So you'll be dealing solely with Joe if you get these tapes of these seminars. His address, his name is Joe Ray, R-E-A-Y. And you don't have to write this down now. He'll tell you, but it's 10209 Norman Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. If you want any tapes of any seminars, this one or any of the previous ones, he's the person to contact.
I'm charging $60, Doc, and I send a bill when it's in. I trust everybody.
Yeah, well, that's that's marvelous.
Give us a screen again, please.
Yes, sir. It's 10209 Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. Joe charges what it costs. And he does the entire seminar. You get it from the opening word to the final gun. Well, he used to leave off the final gun, my closing speech. But we got him to put it on. In fact, he also tapes the banquet, the entertainment at the banquet. And the entertainment of the banquets, according to somebody, is worth the price of admission because you get Burt Main singing and playing the guitar and Michael Pozzola, who was the close-up magician of 1988, voted by his peers in the International Magicians Association. So he does a marvelous act for us. And I'll even do something this time. My second farewell appearance of the year. Since the beginning of time, when man went into battle, from the caveman on, he invoked the supernatural, his own personal gods, and they had a hell of a lot of them. They had more gods back in those days than we have right now. Yeah. They invoked their gods. A part of our methodology, and a part that a lot of people have criticized, is the religious connotation, or at least the cosmic connotation that we've imposed. We feel that to do something as noble and as difficult as handicapping, that we need all the help we can get. So we like to be in tune with the ultimate reality. So whether you're a Christian or an atheist, who are the best Christians, of course, of all, or a Catholic, I distinguish between Catholics and Christians because while a Catholic can be a Christian can't be a Catholic. And, or whether you're Jewish or follow the faith of Muslims, you all have your own gods. So when we have this invocation, call upon your own. And to give that invocation is our ordained minister with two churches right here in northern New York, upstate they call it. The Reverend Burt Main.
As wide a variety as we've got, usually what I say on a Sunday morning is let us pray, but one never knows exactly how to phrase it here, so be it whatever attitude you find restful, contemplative, meaningful for yourself. Lord, we've come together to work toward change. We seek to obtain a better understanding of the world in which we've chosen to operate. Help those of us who are labeled as instructors to be open to learn from each other and from those who come as clients. Help each client to remain open to learn from the instructors and from each other. And above all, Lord, help us to learn about ourselves through this exercise in which we've chosen to engage. Open our eyes and our ears, open our minds and our hearts. And give us the courage to leave the comfort of the known for the unfamiliar realms in which we can continue to grow and become more of what we have been created capable of being. and give us a moment to reflect on all the effort and all the people that are involved and have been involved in this methodology, and give us a moment to remember a dear friend who isn't here, who can no longer be with us, on this plane at least, Glenn Smock, the first charter member, the grand old man of Perco. Give us your light. Lead us forward. Amen. Those of you that didn't know that Glenn Smock passed away recently, that was some news that I got while I was down in Texas. I just came back from Laredo, spent 2 weeks down there. Glenn was Glenn. Glenn was unique and wonderful, and we're going to miss him an awful lot. Welcome to Albany. Albany/Saratoga. People talk about this as the Saratoga seminar because I was told flat out, Albany seminar? Nah. I pointed out to everybody we're 27 miles south of the Queen of Tracks, and that worked out pretty well. So we're calling it the Saratoga seminar even though we're actually in Albany. I love the hotel here. Anything that you need, that you want to get done, ask some of the staff. They're usually very accommodating. Anything that you can't seem to communicate to somebody else, let me know. I'm the ombudsman for the group, and I can communicate real well with the staff, so we'll get it done, whatever it is, to keep you going. Right now, just a quick straw poll. Does it seem warm to anybody else in here? Okay. I'm usually the one everybody else is freezing, and I'm going, well, this is pleasant. So, and unfortunately, I've got a wool jacket. This was not the thing to wear here, but... We've got lots of stuff in store for you. I think of this as a treat. It's good to get together with the fellows that are going to be coming down that Doc's going to introduce in a little bit. Always good to get together with them, and especially to engage in something like this. You're to be congratulated because you're here, not someplace else. This is an opportunity. It's not just an event. It's an opportunity for you to engage in something that is radical and new and different, and if you are open to any of it and take away 10% of what you might take away from this, you're going to go away a richer person, not just in terms of better mutuals or winning more races, but in terms of who you are, in terms of what you realize about who you are. One of the things that I'm going to talk about a little while later is some of the concepts we work with. One of the key ones that I keep telling people about, and we'll never tire or quit telling people about, is this guy was able to unlock this secret, this mystery of racing, because he's a clinical psychologist, not because he's a mathematician. I'm sure some of you have tried to duplicate some of the mathematics in the yellow manual. Not because he's a mathematician. Because he's a psychologist. And he's gone back and forth on exactly what percentage it is, but about 75% psychology. And maybe 25% mathematics is about what it takes. Keep your ears open for all the kinds of detailed things. That's very important. Keep the left brain happy and satisfied, because you pay money and you want to learn things. So the left brain, that part of our mind that thinks in terms of verbal and numerical things, wants lots of information. Can I write it down? Can I memorize this? But keep the right-hand part open, too, because that's really the thing that unlocks it. That's really the success center, is the right brain and the balance of right and left. The creative portion, the thing that we think in pictures and that we mentally party with, is over on this side. And that's a large part of what we try and do. That's why we have so much fun at that banquet, because that's just a more legitimate or acceptable expression of what a party this really is anyway. Because it is a party. It should be. It should be really enjoyable for you. Parts of it are going to be tough work. Well, when I'm playing at the banquet on Sunday night, I'll sweat a lot. I'll sweat a lot here. I'm sweating a lot right now. So that part's the hard work. But don't worry about it. If there's some little detail that seems to evade you, tag one of us on the way out or during a break or whatever. We're here to help you. And I think most of all, we're here to help you enjoy something which is a real treasure and a rare secret that this man was good enough to let us in on. And we got so happy about being let in on it that the charter members, that's why we're charter members, is we're here free of charge follow-up service for each one of you, because we're so knocked out by what he did for us that we want to kind of return the favor. And it's, we're here for enlightenment and all of those wonderful, lofty things. We're also here to have a heck of a good time. And I think any time we work toward a worthy goal, we understand that shared labor is a form of recreation. So let's start recreating.
A brief word about those charter members who could not come. Bob Purdy has contributed so much over the years. This is the time of year when his business, which is a bludgeoning factory, a burgeoning, I guess is the word, burgeoning factory.
Interesting slip,
yeah. If he had his way, it'd be a bludgeoning. But anyway, it's a burgeoning. It's a burgeoning, and this is the time of year when he just could not leave all the burdens to his diminutive wife, Lynn. So he's really sorry about it, because this has always been his favorite place to come. And he asked me to express to for his joy that you're here and say hello to you with his best wishes, because he's just here in heart. Jenny Butler couldn't come for similar reasons, although I'm told that her real reason was that she had two emergency landings going to New Orleans, is trying to figure out a getting out of a way to fly again. But I don't know which is the true answer, but she couldn't make it. And Marion Jones couldn't come. He had a death in the family. And Robert Cochran is working on a videotape of a special for Tribune Broadcasting, which the schedule just didn't allow him to get off. The rest of us are here. When you know that Glenn Smock has passed, he was our first charter member. Our second charter member is now selling a tout sheet. He's no longer with us. But our third charter member is a man who has done a lot for us in many, many ways. He has been our contact with mainstream handicapping. It's through his influence that much of the good publicity we've had from James Quinn and Andrew Beyer has come about. He's kept us in the forefront because he can talk their language and he does not offend them as much as I do. He is an excellent politician and a Class A handicapper. And he is authoring a book which will be out in 1990 from William Morrow, a real big-time hardback this time. He probably won't make as much money on it as he made on his little soft cover that we published, but still, it'll give him the prestige that he richly deserves. Mr. Tom Brohammer. I give you these broad hints. You could start walking a little faster, could you?
Thanks for the introduction. I want to put that on there. I have a couple of things I want to cover.
A couple of chapters
in the book I want to try out on all of you. I'd like you to edit some of this stuff. We're going to eliminate the word play. That's Howard just edited one of the chapters, and I overused that word to the extreme. Well, welcome to Albany, and in spite of what Bert said, it's the Saratoga Seminar, and it's the crown jewel of the Sarton Seminars. It's terrific. I look forward to this one every year. Where else are you going to have a room like this? The accommodations are outstanding. The hotel staff is excellent. It's just a real pleasure to be here. One of the things that I really get out of this, and especially right now, because Howard did say I'm in the midst of a book trying to write some of these things for general consumption, I really enjoy these seminars in as much as I'm able to formulate verbally a lot of the things that we talk about internally amongst the PERCO charter members, and we have a chance finally to deal with a lot of new members and put some of the stuff clear. Right now, in trying to write it for general use, I'm finding that's kind of a task. And so I really enjoy this. And how many new members are in this group? And by new member, within the last few months. Outstanding. Good. I don't have to tell you, because you've already written the checks for this. This is not cheap, is it? But when you consider that what you get out of the next 3 days and the day at Saratoga, when you apply it per hour, this is a bargain. And if you don't get everything you wanted out of this seminar, guess whose fault that is? That's yours. I mean, there are certain things that we're trying to convey, and more importantly, there are certain things that you're trying to get from us.
And if you don't get these onto the table in the next few days, either in small groups or in the bulk of the meeting room, shame on you. It should be done that way, and we're trying to cover them, and we want to cover them. So if we don't get to some of the subjects you want to talk about, catch us aside. I'm willing to talk at any time, virtually any time. Let me draw a line to that. That's basically all I have to say. I think tomorrow, in fact, a little later tonight, Howard will ask for subjects from the floor for tomorrow's session. So start thinking about that right now as to what you want covered completely in main sessions, and we'll tackle those. Welcome again, and I'm looking forward to the next few days. Thank you.
In the chronological order of those who are here with us, the second charter member was a person who called me from a law office in New York. It was a sharp, dapper, young Italian-American attorney in New York whose first love was not being an attorney. He wanted to do anything to avoid being an attorney. Magic, entertainment, acting, anything. And horse racing fit right in with his plans. It gave him the freedom that he wanted, and it also gave him a huge audience every day to perform for. He is marvelous. He lies on the grass. He hits TV sets. He gets us kicked out of Las Vegas by pounding sets and forcing horses to come in. In Chicago, our hotel was 3 blocks from Arlington. Jimmy and I couldn't go that day. We were so exhausted, but we could hear Michael all the way over those 3 blocks cheering 8 out of 10 winners home. 7 out of 9 or 8 out of 10 races, Michael? 8 out of 10. So without further ado, I give you Mr. Magic, Michael Pozzola. I didn't mention the mafia once. You notice that?
So we almost made it. We almost made one introduction without a reference to my organized crime ties. Oh, God, some things don't change. It's really great to see year after year the same faces. And to me, what makes coming to Saratoga and coming to these seminars such a pleasure is to see the kind of fellowship that has been developed. It's really quite amazing to take an activity. This is what I think I really like to acknowledge Howard for. Take an activity as antisocial as horse race handicapping. And you know, ask me how I know. I'm the one who just doesn't see people for days because I'm working on a new wrinkle on the energy program or whatever. And to take that and to develop into a group of people who are working together, it's an amazing thing. You'll be in a new world. For those of you who have never been to a seminar before, Monday, a horse race will look so different to you than it does now that you won't get over it. And I think those of you who have been to seminars before, I know I speak for myself as well, that it always recharges my batteries. I always get a new insight, as Tom said, because we have to verbalize it, to explain it to you. So first thing is, please don't ask any questions. Don't.
Dr. Freud, calling Dr. Freud.
Don't hesitate to ask any questions, because there aren't, there's never any stupid questions. There are just stupid answers. Jimmy Bradshaw will disagree with me. He says, yeah, plenty of stupid questions. I know, I get them. Anyway, you begin to learn. I know there was one race I really had trouble with, and I gave it to Richard Diamond, one of our teaching members. And he said, well, didn't you notice that this, and this? I said, boy, isn't that clever? Isn't that clever? He said, well, you showed this to me 2 years ago. So, you know, we get to learn as well, and it works both ways. Howard said things about performing and all. You know, it's we've been working for the last. I've been working with Howard and Jim basically as the head guinea pig. Yes, okay, I said it for the energy program. And it's like Rodney Dangerfield. It's a little hard getting the respect of New Yorkers. Rather than being what are we called, ivory tower theorists? Rather than being theorists, you know, we're in the trenches every day. At least there are a small core of people in New York who are every day. And I know very often I'll go down to one of the OTV places or teletheaters in New York with my laptop, and everyone named Vinny will come over to you and say, Is that a computer? No, it's a television set. Yeah, but sometimes they're very big, and you say, yes, sir, it's a computer. Especially if they have a gold chain and a pinky ring, and then you say, yes, would you like to know? Would you like it? Just take it away. But and you know, and it's great. We've had to put up with a year or 2 years of people, you know, people saying, oh yeah, it's one of those things, little things you send away for. It gives you the chalk. Who needs it? You know, and it's lousy. So one day we were in an OTB, and I was with a couple of the energy users, and we came up with this horse, and everyone was kind of rooting for the race and all. And before the race had gone off, Paul Mellis, one of the New York's leading names, you've probably seen, he's done a trip handicapping name, and he's the fellow who supposedly taught Andy Beyer about trip handicapping. Excellent, excellent handicapper. Well, all these fellows know Paul. You know, Paul's a very respected figure. And he came over and looked at our screens and says, oh, yeah, this is, I can, you know, and he was like, and then all of a sudden we got a new respect. You know, it was just, it's funny that we're being acknowledged now by the kind of the mainstream handicappers. But that's not really the thing that wins people's horse players' respect. It was a horse called Sweep the Sky. Those of you who play in New York may remember it. Finished second at 82-1. And it showed up in one of the energy readouts, you know, and it was great. It was that one turning point when Marshall Cassidy says, and here comes Sweep the Sky. And myself and the other energy user were there screaming at the top of our lungs, Sweep the Sky! And the people in the telethe are going, Sweep the Sky? So it was one of those delicious, delicious moments. So I'm not going to tell you the rat story. Okay, since you insist. No, I won't. No more rat stories. They started using lawyers, you know, instead of rats in laboratory experiments. Now, speaking of lawyers, I like it so much. Well, it seems that the lab assistants grow less emotionally attached to the rat lawyers. And you know, there are certain things that rats just won't do anyway. So, but such a great respect for my profession. But in any event, we are here for you this weekend. I mean, this is why we go through this every seminar. It's a sleepless time. It's a time of great excitement. Ask away. Catch us after meetings, during meetings, all the rest. We're here to help. We're here to answer questions, and in doing so, share some very, very valuable knowledge. Thank you.
In his forthcoming best-selling book, Tom Brohammer was going to mention the charter teaching members of PERCO, and he wanted my suggestions on how to describe them. And I got a little emotional about how to describe this next person, and Tom pierced to the emotion, as he always does, and said, why don't we call him the great implementer? He is your Sancho Panza. He is a man who rides at your side and, without question, implements the things that you want done. And he has done that. Whenever I say something or ask for something, he gives me twice as much. He has been probably the greatest companion one could have when charting uncharted seas. He may talk funny, but he's got a brain that's as keen as Einstein's. Jim the Hat Bradshaw.